I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. We certainly appreciate your support and for you listening this morning. We have a great, great show in store for you. You guys know that I've Decided we love to support our community events and we love to give back to the community. And I always personally love hearing amazing stories of opportunities to help, especially really helping those who can't help themselves. That is like my number one thing, which is really why we love supporting PUP, People with Unlimited Potential, which is a school for young adults that are mentally and physically disabled. We love supporting them. But there are so many amazing causes. We love the Peoria Public School Foundation and Susan G. Coleman. And I recently started supporting, last year I think was our first year, Kate Herzl. Hey, Kate.
Hi, Kim.
And Kate's our guest today, obviously. And you've heard Kate on the show before. Kate, you've been a part of I've Decided for a few years now, and you are our go-to doula.
I better be.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to be going to you anymore. But I'll send more babies for me. But I'll send all my friends who are having babies your way, that's for sure. But obviously, you're very passionate about moms and about babies in general. And you have three beautiful children, right?
I do.
And so it makes perfect sense to me that you got involved with this organization, No Child Wet Behind.
Yes.
And was last year your first year that you did the race?
Last year was the first year that I did the race, yeah.
And that's how I learned about your organization. And you came on the radio show back then, I think, last year. And you shared with me about why you got behind, no pun intended, why you got behind No Child Wet Behind. And I just was really amazing to me and brought on an awareness that I just really didn't know. And so as we approach May 26th.
Yes.
And we get ready for the run that's happening this coming Saturday and getting ready for that, I thought it's a good time to get on the show and encourage people to get registered for the 5K, but also to raise awareness. And that's what we really want to do today, to raise awareness for your organization. So share a little bit about that. Like, just dive right in, Kate. How did you find this No Child Wet Behind?
Absolutely. Well, thank you again for having me on. And I really appreciate your giving heart when it comes to organizations like this. And this is a cause that really needs some giving. So I got involved with No Child Wet Behind, which is a national 501c3 that really just serves as a way for doulas to be able to serve this function in our communities. When we found out that one in three American families struggles to afford diapers, and that no government organization, so your SNAP, your TANF, your WIC, your food stamps, your LINC, whatever you want to call it, none of them help families out with diapers. I mean, you need two things for babies. You need food.
Yeah.
And you need diapers. And you had babies. How many diapers do you need?
A lot of diapers.
A lot of diapers.
A lot of diapers. Sometimes like three in an hour.
Yeah.
Because they can blow out.
I mean. Yeah.
So, and you moms out there, you know what I'm talking about. Those blowout diapers. And dads too.
Up
lots
the
of
back.
Dads.
Yes.
Dads are going, hey, I cleaned up blowout diapers. Sorry, I didn't mean to insinuate.
I sure hope so. So, yeah. And you're exactly right. It's a lot of diapers. It's about 10 to 12 diapers a day.
Okay.
And so a lot of people want to say the solution is to cloth diaper. I cloth diapered my kids. Cloth diapering is great. It's an amazing way to help out the environment. It's a great way to cut down on costs. It's great if you have the privilege and the resources to be able to maintain and take care of cloth diapers.
I was about to say, well, it cuts down on cost if you have a washing machine and dryer in your
exactly.
home.
Exactly. So cloth diapers cost $300 or more to get started with. They require being washed. They require being folded, stuffed, put back together. They're a lot of work. And if you imagine, I was able to cloth diaper because I have a really flexible job in that I work for myself. But if you imagine the kind of person who needs help affording diapers is probably a person who works one or two jobs. They might be a single parent, or their partner maybe works one or two jobs. They maybe don't have their own car. They take public transportation. They walk. They might not have laundry in their facility, or the laundry might be down three flights of stairs. And they probably have more than one child. So they're hauling around a baby and some extra kids in the handful of hours they have off a week to go wash diapers somewhere that is not in their home. It's not realistic to cloth diapers.
And it's not cheap to take clothes to the laundromat.
Exactly.
It requires money to do that. It's a $2 or $3 to wash a load of clothes and $2 or $3 to dry them.
Cloth diapers are 2 to 3 washes plus an extra rinse plus the dry time, and they take a long time to dry.
Yeah,
so you're talking, $7 to $10 doesn't sound like a lot, but it's also every 3 days that you have to wash your diapers. Like, you can see how that's not a solution. So the solution is, of course, for us as citizens to band together and find a way to help the families who don't have access to laundry facilities for cloth diapers, who live in an area where maybe the only place they can go grab a pack of diapers is the corner store. So it costs 3 times as much as it costs you and I, because we have a Costco membership. We drive our car to Costco and we get a box of 120 diapers, and it lasts us a month, and it's $40. These families walk down the street, they get a package of 20 diapers, and it costs them $7.
That was the other eye-opening thing. It's like and then the argument is, well, why are they buying diapers at the corner store? Well, just because of everything you just said. No transportation, no money to put gas in their car. You got a choice. Mm-hmm. Okay, do I take the $5 that I have and put gas in my car? Or do I take the $5 that I have and walk to the gas station and buy the smallest box of diapers that I can buy with $5 or $10? I don't even know if there exists such a thing as a small package of diapers for $5. I mean, really, the minimal investment for diapers would be what?
$7 to $10. And $7 to $10 worth of a small pack of diapers is going to last you 2 days.
Oh my gosh.
It's expensive to diaper a baby, especially when you live in that food desert type of an area and you don't have transportation. So this is where, it's not a matter of, like you said, help yourself. There are a lot of barriers to access. So here in the community, we partner with Crittenton Centers. Crittenton Centers is our crisis nursery, and they provide a ton of really amazing services. They have really good childcare and daycare that's available to anybody in the community and is eligible for income assistance. They also run the crisis nursery, which is where any family can drop their children off when they have a need for childcare for up to 72 hours. Pretty much at any time. So that's a really incredible resource that we have here.
That is a great resource.
But
we're the kids. Let's think about, not to stop you from talking there, but again, when it comes back to having that kind of help yourself idea, the kids can't help themselves. The baby in the wet, the baby that's in the wet diaper getting the diaper rash can't go to the store, can't do anything, doesn't have a choice.
Exactly.
So look at it like that. You're not helping. Maybe if you want to look at it like you're really helping this baby that cannot help themselves,
that
more so than the person who is
struggling. Absolutely. So,
so the Crittenton Center gives back so much to these families in need, as you were saying.
They do. They're incredible. And so our goal is to support the Crittenton Centers in their mission. And in doing this, we are able to cut down the sort of bad spending that happens with nonprofits a lot of times. So what happens with our race and our diapers? So our whole goal is that we put on this 5K and 1 mile family fun run and diaper drive every May. And our whole goal is to raise funds and raise diapers for Crittenton Centers to distribute directly to the community. So the funds they'll use to buy diapers, they can buy diapers even cheaper than you and I can at Costco in bulk, because they can buy a lot at once. And then they take the diapers that our community donates and they just distribute them directly to Peoria families. So there's no, you know,
it stays in the community.
Yep. It's not 3 cents of every dollar goes to the kids and everything else is funding the people on up the ladder. I don't profit from this. Heartland Doulas doesn't profit from this. The charity doesn't profit from this. It is, we cover the expenses of the race and everything else goes to our community.
Absolutely. I love it. And this year we were so excited. We kind of incorporated with our I've Decided to Run program. We did an I've Decided to Run 2018.
Yes.
And so not only did we do our, and we're in the midst of it right now, our 10-week 5K training for beginners, and then we do a My First 5K on June 14th, but we incorporated some other runs in this package deal, and they get the 1 mile fun run. So we are going to have some of our I've Decided to Run people, folks, out there this Saturday. And of course, I'll be running the 5K. And let me tell you guys, if you're listening to this show and you are a runner and you love challenging 5K, this is the run you should do because it's out at Duttweiler Park.
Not Duttweiler. It's at the old Donovan Park.
Oh,
the old Donovan Golf Course.
I'm so, so sorry. Yes, Donovan, the Donovan Golf Course.
Yes.
And it's through the golf course, so you're going through some interesting terrain and grassy areas, and
it's a cross country 5K. So I'm going to call it a step between like your road race and your Tough Mudder, that kind of a thing. Like you're not going to go home with scratches and scrapes and bruises, but it's a challenging race. We have people who RV in from out of state. They came last year to run the race, and this person in particular said like, she runs 5Ks and 10Ks and she travels all over the country and this is what she does. And she said, I'll be back next year with friends because this course is challenging and I love it.
Yeah. And it is kind of hard to find a new challenging course,
yes.
Something different, something fun. And it really is. It's probably the most challenging 5K that I ran last year. And so as a runner, we love that.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment. And because you're signing people up for this 5K and
yes.
And there are a lot of races, you know, so there are a lot of races around town, as we know, and you got options and places that you can do the races. But I think for a lot of experienced runners, one of the most attractive things for them will be the challenge.
And that was kind of our goal, was to have something a little bit different, a little bit new, you know, give that incentive. Our race is also priced extremely affordably. It is $25 to run the 5K. It is $10 to do the 1 mile. We want people to come out. We want them to bring a pack of diapers. We accept diapers that have been opened. So sometimes somebody will run to the corner store and grab some diapers and use three of them and then never use the rest of the pack, or the baby outgrows their diapers. And you've got this pack of diapers laying around. We can accept those diapers. Crittenton will hand those diapers out that are part of an open package. So we just want people to show up and support the cause and have some fun. Kinder music is going to be there. The Mosquito Authority is going to be there. We have a lot of people representing this race. Macaroni Kid is part of our sponsorship in this race as well. So it should be a fun day for family and community. And then I wanted to offer to your listeners and your I've Decided subscribership that with the code IDECIDED, IDECIDED, that they can take $5 off of their race entry.
Oh, wow.
Just as a thank you for supporting this cause and this race for the last 2 years, I would really like to see our I've Decided community there.
Yes, and we will definitely be promoting this week and really encouraging folks to get registered for this, because it's such a wonderful cause. And there's boxes out, right?
Yes.
Around town. I know we'll have a box at Curves where people who want to can just stop in and drop off diapers. So maybe you're listening and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry, but I don't run.
That's okay.
That's okay too.
You can donate diapers. So our drop boxes are located at your Curves facility on Sterling. We have a box at Jumpstart Gymnastics. Kinder Music, both in Pekin and Peoria with Maggie Calm and Sing Out Studios, they have boxes as well. We have a box at Bush Baby. So those are places that people can drop diapers off. You can also go to Amazon.com. We have a wish list that you can donate diapers and have them shipped right to us that we'll send to Crittenton as well. And all of this can be found on our website, Heartland Doulas, D-O-U-L-A-S.com. You could just click on No Child Wet Behind. We have links out to Amazon and specifically through Amazon Smile. So we've linked it through Crittenton Center's Amazon Smile account. And I don't know if you're familiar with Amazon Smile, but they donate a small percentage of each purchase back to a charity. So you get to double dip if you're donating through our Amazon Smile link, is that they'll donate the money to Crittenton and then we'll take the diapers to Crittenton. So it's really amazing.
So it's like a double dipper.
It is a double dipper. You can awesome. Also, if you're not a runner, you can donate money to this cause. Like yes. I said, Crittenton can take that money and purchase giant pallets of diapers in bulk for way cheaper than you or I could ever go anywhere and buy them, no matter how good the sale is. So money is helpful as well.
Yes. And it's, again, it's just an amazing, amazing cause. And I love sharing that. And I love that you found this organization and that you've partnered with the Crittenton Center to give back. And we want to support that. And hey, if you are just tuning in, guys, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, host of your radio show. And we are talking to my friend, Kate Herzl of Heartland Doulas and her organization that she loves and supports so much, which is No Child Wet Behind. And this coming Saturday, May 26th, there is going to be a 5K race and also a 1 mile fun run that's happening at Donovan. I'm saying that right. Donovan Golf Course. And you can get registered for that and give back and give diapers. But one thing that I want to talk about before the show is over, Kate, is the kids, the babies, these children who are suffering because of their wet diapers. And this is what you taught me last year. And this is what I want to make sure if anyone's listening, that they really grasp this. But one of the number one reasons of child abuse for early on, like babies, is wet diapers. Can you explain that a little bit more?
It's not having enough diapers. You're exactly right. So this is where I felt really compelled to get involved in this charity, is these are families that I can't necessarily help in any other way, but we can help them get access to diapers. So I posted this on our Facebook page, and you can follow us at No Child Wet Behind Central Illinois. I said it's sort of like if you give a mouse a cookie, except the story is terribly sad. Diapers are a necessity. One in three families struggle to afford diapers, and there is no assistance to buy diapers. You're working two jobs to make ends meet, but sometimes it's not enough. Sometimes you have to wait until payday to buy diapers. So you stretch the last few. Your baby sits in a wet diaper for a while. The wet diaper causes a rash. The rash causes the baby to hurt, and the hurting causes the baby to cry. The crying baby causes extra stress on top of the two jobs you're working, and the stress causes you to do things you wouldn't otherwise dream of.
Right. Oh, I'm going to cry.
It's heartbreaking, I know. But you can help, and you are helping.
I just got chills. I did too. And so that's the reality of it. It's like, you know, there is a fine line. It's so, you know, those of us that can afford diapers or can't imagine being in a position where we would ever even come close to abusing a child, obviously. Yeah. But when you are in a position where you're hungry potentially because you don't have money for food, you have no money to, your baby is screaming and crying. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember when I had a baby that was colicky and she cried and she cried and she cried and I cried and I cried and I cried. And one day we're sitting on the couch and we're both just crying. And I the thought crossed my mind where it's like, I can understand how someone in an extreme situation, under a distressed circumstance, or maybe they're already a little emotionally unstable, could cross that line because it really puts you in a place that you have never experienced before.
Exactly.
A crying baby can really put you over the edge.
It does something. It hormonally, it biologically does something to a caregiver when their baby cries. And when their baby cries for hours on end, and it's a pain that indirectly was caused by not being able to change their diaper. I mean, I cannot imagine being in that position. And I feel for these families. I mean, they're not monsters. They're people who maybe are struggling with postpartum depression and never got any help with it. They're people who are, you know, stretched to the ends of the earth, trying to make ends meet, working these jobs and caring for their children and trying to put all the pieces into place. And maybe, you know, single parent household. I mean,
And maybe it's people who are making dumb choices.
Sometimes.
You know what? It could. You're right. If you're listening and you're thinking, well, it's a lot of people that are making dumb choices. And if they weren't making dumb choices, okay, we buy that. There are people that could be making dumb choices. We know this. But it's still the baby that's suffering.
Yes.
It's still the little child who needs a diaper that's suffering. Mm-hmm. So give those diapers.
I have such a heart for that. Yes. So yeah, so you can sign up for our race. Our race is listed on runsignup.com. It is a professionally timed race. There's a bib, there's a chip, there's results. It's all the good stuff that you would get at any other race. You can donate diapers the day of the race. You can sign up the day of the race, although we don't guarantee that we'll have a t-shirt available for you, but we guarantee that we'll let you run this really fun race and support the cause. So you can bring diapers that day. You can bring your kids out and enjoy the family activities that we have available as well.
And it's just a nice park setting. It's on the golf course.
Beautiful.
So it's really, really beautiful. And it's in the morning. What time does it start on Saturday morning?
It starts at 9 o'clock. I recommend showing up at 8 if you're registering the day of.
Yes. I got to get online and register. I haven't registered yet. So I absolutely intend on being there and running this race again. Like I said, I ran it last year and it caught me by surprise. I'm thinking I'm a pretty good runner. And I think that was probably... I ran slower than I thought, but it was way more challenging than I thought. But because it was so challenging, I loved it.
One of my favorite things is to go back and look at the race photos from last year, which are on our Run Sign Up website, because you can see that on the face of every runner that crosses the finish line is I did not expect that to be such a fun challenge.
But it's a challenge. That's the right way of the right terminology, a fun challenge.
It is.
And we all always looking for good runs to support, and good challenging runs are always fun. And then, you know, if you just want to do a fun run, the 1 mile, which is what my first 5Kers are doing.
Yes.
Because they're not quite ready to run a 5K yet. We're saving that for June 14th for them. And so, but this is going to be a 1 mile fun run where they can kind of get their feet wet in running a race and what it's going to be like. And
maybe
hopefully not literally.
Literally wet, depending on the conditions. It was a little bit damp last year for our race. But
it was, and it made it kind of slippery.
It made it a little slippery. That's the extra challenge. The weather was perfect and beautiful, so we're holding out hope for that this year as well. The fun run it's a 1 mile, as you said. It is $10 to do the fun run. It's $20 for your whole family to do the fun run. Although I will say, because it's cross country in a golf course, it's not stroller friendly. So know that if you're coming out to do the fun run, you can walk the 1 mile. Like, it's a beautiful course. It's a great place to take your family and friends for a walk. It is wonderful and it supports a really good cause. So that's an option as well. If you're not a runner, but you want to come out and join us and you're thinking, but what am I going to do? You can walk our 1 mile. It's gorgeous.
You can walk it and you can walk run the 5K too.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not just for racers, but it is challenging for those that like to run the 5Ks. And you have stuff going on though. You had a couple little vendors there. And so you can just bring some diapers and come out and hang out.
Absolutely. Kinder Music is going to be there after the race is over again. They did this last year for us. And this year they'll be putting on a little music class for the kids. It is so much fun when they do it. They get out the parachute and they get out the little tambourines and maracas, and all the kids participate and have fun. So yeah, there's stuff there.
For little kids. We're talking like 3, 4, 5-year-olds.
6, 7, maybe, yeah.
And so it's a fun, you know, when you have a lot of little kids at home, which you do, don't you?
I do. 6, 4, and 3.
6, 4, and 3. Sounds fun, Kate.
You look skeptical when you say that. It is fun.
Well,
they're a blast.
You know, my girls are 14, almost 14, Katie. Mm-hmm. Just turned 14. And Kinsley will be 16 in July. And so it's bittersweet. I love that they're teenagers. Like, everybody was like, you're not going to love it when you have teenage daughters. And, you know, they're so sassy. They're so this. I'm like, oh, my Lord, I love that they're teenagers. For me, I was the opposite. I've said this to you before. I'm not a good toddler mom.
Toddler momming is hard. That's why I do what I do. We help so many families. Like, sometimes the greatest thing we can do is go in and give a mom you know, some words to use with our kids to help her out with that crazy toddler stuff.
So oh my gosh.
We use
anything.
Gentle hands with the baby, and they're like, oh, I could say that instead of go to your room.
Don't touch the baby.
Exactly. Exactly. I love being able to be that voice.
Yeah. So my favorite story is I was nursing Katie, and Kinsley, when she was 2 years old, she walks right up to me and she wanted my attention.
Of course.
She just pulled down her little panties and peed right in front of me on the floor. And that was another moment I just started bawling.
Oh my gosh, because what do you do? Kids are so funny.
And if you had been around Kate at that time as a doula, I would have been like, Kate, please.
Do you want to know what I would have taught you to do?
I would love to
know. Oh my gosh. Okay, so here's a great tip for your listeners who might be, you know, with a little baby and a toddler at home, is that we have our families go usually to the Dollar Tree and buy a handful of zipper pencil cases and a handful of little dollar trinkets and toys, and they fill the pencil cases and they put them up on the shelf in a basket. And when they're feeding the baby, nursing bottle or otherwise, or caring for the baby, they pull that basket down and they put it on the floor, and their toddler has access to toys that they never see except for when mom is feeding the baby.
Well, that's so smart.
Well, now you know, and you can tell your friends. That one's free.
That's a free tip. Man, that's a good one, too. Who knew? All I didn't know what to do. I'm like, this kid is wanting my attention. I'm like, just wait.
Yeah, it's challenging.
And then she just pulled her little panties down and peed, and I'm like, oh, and I started bawling my eyeballs off. So I think all three of us started crying at that point. The baby was crying. I was crying. Kinsley was crying. Yeah, toddler years were really tough for me. However, the fact that they're growing up so quickly, that's the bittersweet part, you know, because it's like they're growing up and they're going to be gone, and Kinsley's going to be a junior next year in high school. And
nothing reminds me of that quite as much as getting together with you and realizing that your kids were my kids' age when we met.
Oh, gosh.
They were like 6 and 4.
Or even maybe even younger.
Maybe a little bit. Oh, gosh.
Oh, goodness, Kate. Have been a little bit younger.
They were younger.
They were
close.
They were probably a little younger. We've known each other for a long, long time.
Wow.
And you weren't even thinking about babies when I met
you. No, and not at all. And it seems like in the blink of an eye, here they are, teenagers.
Minor teenagers, and you have 3, 6 and under.
Amazing.
And I love that, you know, what is another great thing about you and your career is that you are walking the walk with these mamas. You know, you're in the midst of this, too.
It helps to be in the thick of it.
Now, in all honesty, is it easy to do the same advice that you give other people with your own self and your own kids?
I am just the model of the perfect mother. I don't know what you're talking about. You know what? It is challenging. We hear the phrase, it takes a village, a lot. I really believe strongly in that phrase of having your village or your tribe of friends around you, because sometimes we'll be having a play party and I'm losing my mind and one of the other moms parrots the word, you know, use gentle hands with the baby. And I'm like, sometimes it just takes that third party, you know?
Yeah, gentle hands with the baby. I wish I'd have had that one too. Why didn't I think of that one?
When you're in the middle of it, it's so hard though. And that's what's amazing, is to be able to go in with a little bit of clarity without the hormones and the attachment to the kids that we're helping parents care for, and say, like, here are some great tools for you to use. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And then, of course, when they're not sleeping, you're pretty good at that too, right?
Yeah. You know what, Kim? I just sleep trained twins this weekend.
Oh, gosh. You said you were going in on a sleep training 3-day weekend, and I didn't realize it was twins, though.
Twin babies, not quite 6 months old. They did amazing. They went from waking up 5 to 6 times a night and needing to be fed and comforted every time to we wake them up once to feed them a bottle, and they sleep the rest of the night. I did it in 3 days. That's what I do. I live in families' homes for the weekend, and I support them and their babies while they sleep train. And it's usually a matter of tweaking a handful of things in their routine and their timing, and it's brilliant.
Well, and the other thing is, let's not forget that we're in the midst of exhaustion.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very different. When you have little babies, you're getting no sleep, so you are completely sleep deprived and you cannot think.
Well, and we're talking.
Who thinks about having a basket of toys for your toddler to
no
play
one.
With while you're nursing?
No one
you're
thinks of that.
You're tired. Well, all you're thinking about is needing some sleep.
We're talking about a whole other kind of sleep deprivation, too. This isn't the kind of sleep deprivation in college when you stayed out too late and you have to get up to take a final at 10 a.m. and you got in at 6. This is sleep deprivation where you get up on that baby's schedule and you take care of them no matter how tired you are. Think of the last time that you were extremely tired and you had to drive a car, count some money, follow a recipe. Like, the simplest things become really challenging when you're sleep deprived. I mean, there's a reason sleep deprivation is used as a form of torture. It's highly effective in scrambling your brain. And that's exactly what's happening to new moms. So being able to go in and, you know, in the early months when you don't want a baby to sleep through the night because it wouldn't be healthy for them, we go in and sometimes we're caring for families' babies throughout the night. We do overnight postpartum support where we might arrive at 8 or 9 o'clock and the parents go to bed. And we either bring them their baby to nurse or we give their baby a bottle and we see them at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning again.
That sounds like heaven. That would be heaven to a new mom. That is awesome.
Even if it's just a night or two a week, it's like a reset.
For real. Awesome. Well, Kate, we're almost done with our time. So really quickly, we want you guys to get registered for No Child Wet Behind. Bring some diapers. Come out Saturday morning, 9 a.m., Saturday, May 26th. Where can they register?
They can register at runsignup.com, and they can see all the details on our website, heartlanddoulas.com. Doulas is D-O-U-L-A-S.
And if you missed all that, you can simply go to ivedecided.org, click on resources, and you'll find Heartland Doulas on there as well. So that's easy for you too. Awesome. Kate, thanks so much for coming on and spreading this awareness and for being involved in all that you do, and especially this No Child Wet Behind. It's a good cause.
Thanks again for having me and all your support.
Anytime, anytime. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy your Sunday, and I hope to see many of you out at No Child Wet Behind on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. at Donovan Park. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?